Welcome back to In Touch. This morning we're talking about the Big Idea competition, and we're talking to the winners. Joining us now is second place winner Austin Lynch. He is from Pier. And Austin, tell us about your big idea.
My idea, basically, it was a bakery, except that you could come in and make your own cakes. So it kind of threw a little bit of a twist on the traditional idea.
How did you come up with that idea?
Just recently, I'd gone to Cherry Berry, like the week before I thought of this idea. And I thought it was pretty cool that you could go in and make your own thing. And I was thinking about my business, and I decided I wanted to do something where you could come in and do it yourself. And I was thinking a lot about something that people always do. Like, my sister always makes cupcakes or cakes for birthday parties. And I figured, wouldn't it be way easier if you could come in and make your own stuff? I just made it so that you could come in and you would have a lot more options and a lot more advanced equipment.
And what's the response as far as your second place win? I mean, did a lot of people say, wow, what a great idea?
People in Pier were kind of happy because we had a bunch of people in Pier actually watching through an intercom type deal. So it was pretty nice to give them something to watch.
I understand there is a marketing component to the contest. Did you have to come up with some creative marketing ideas?
I did not specifically do the marketing design aspect of the competition. I did have to come up with a marketing plan as far as how I would market myself. And for the most part, I just had word of mouth because I figured that would probably be the strongest component for spreading our business. It was very fun, and I learned a lot of things about starting a business. I also learned quite a few things from the speakers there, and it was just a great experience. So yeah, I'm planning to do it again next year.
Joining us now is third place winner Alex Thomason. He is a senior at Washington High School in Sioux Falls. And what was your idea, Alex?
My big idea is a company that manufactures covers for scoliosis braces, and my mom wears one of these braces. I didn't actually create a prototype, but if I were to create a prototype, it would have a fabric over the top of it, and then it would be attached on the tops and side of the actual brace with elastic to make sure it stayed onto the brace so it wouldn't slip off.
Did you have to come up with any kind of special marketing for this, or would you market this to more medical personnel?
Yes, I mentioned in my report or presentation, I would market this to orthotic and prosthetic specialty shops, and so then they could advertise it to their actual customers, and then I would create a distribution network that way and get orders.
And would you recommend this to your classmates to participate in the program?
Absolutely. This contest is definitely good for students who are entrepreneurial and business classes or those who like to create products. It's a lot of fun. Everything about the competition was great, and it really made me think about my idea and how to present possible ideas to investors and buyers with limited words or limited time to present a product so your business actually succeeds.
That's going to do it for In Touch, a locally produced feature of Dakota Broadcasting Radio. I'm Arna Lee.